Ross is 26, and on June 3rd of last year, he was riding his bicycle in a bicycle lane and was hit by a car that was going 50 miles an hour and was thrown 150 feet and suffered terrible injuries.
Ross Dillon is in a coma. Doctors say the neural circuitry in his brain is damaged, and they aren't sure how much he can comprehend. But his mother, Betsy, is certain that music will beckon her son back to this world.
But I think Ross hears it. I know he hears it. His eyes become very wide open, and he has that look of listening.
Kate Munger and Sharon Lloyd carry their songbooks through the lobby of Alta Bates Hospital in Berkeley, California. They're part of a women's chorus called Threshold Choir, which has 8 choral groups all around the area. The ensembles sing to people who are gravely ill or dying. Today, Kate and Sharon are singing for Ross.
What are we singing?
We sing to life songs.
He's in a very high coma. He's not, you know, his eyes are open. He gives extraordinary eye contact. When you say hi, he blinks. It's a little disconcerting sometimes. You know, I kept wanting him to stretch and say, oh, that was a nice nap.
The women get out of the elevator and walk to Ross's room. Betsy sits in vigil at her son's bedside.
Hi, Ross.
Ross.
Hi, Ross. Kate.
Ross Dillon is young and lithe and strong, an athlete's build. A plastic tube attached to his throat carries oxygen into his lungs. He's surrounded by machines that whirl, spin, compress, and circulate. The entire hospital room buzzes with electricity, and in the middle of the swirling energy lies Ross, placid and vacant. Kate and Sharon stand by Ross's bed, open their songbooks, and begin to sing. As the women's voices strengthen, their music overtakes the undulations of the hissing respirator. Humans sense much of the world through their ears. The outer ear gathers sound waves, which are converted into bioelectrical impulses at the eardrum, then travel along the auditory nerve to the brain. But since sound waves are simply changes in air pressure, many music therapists say that sound resonates through the entire human body. They point out that when an airplane passes low overhead, you can actually feel sound waves passing through your chest. Researchers have been studying these effects for decades, and they found that sound can boost the immune system, reduce pain, and ease childhood asthma. Ron Borzon has seen it happen. A California State music professor and director of a music therapy clinic says songs have a physiological effect on diseased bodies.
The body itself, like the universe, vibrates. And therefore, if part of the body is ailing and the vibration of that part of the body is not in sync with the rest of the body, music can train the body, helping the body come out of that.
Professor Borzon says when people sing for a coma patient like Ross Dillon, the vibrations flow through the bodies of the singers and the patient at the same moment, uniting their bodies on the same wave of sound. Betsy Dillon believes singing has a physiological and emotional effect on her comatose son, but she says the music and the choir's company also comfort her and her family as the months pass on. At Ross's bedside, Kate Munger asks Betsy to sing along with her. As their voices rise, Betsy begins to cry. She says she loves these moments with Kate and Sharon next to her and the room filled with music.
I feel like I'm not alone, and the words of the songs comfort me, and they speak to those places that hurt, and this is a very painful process.
Betsy Dillon says the wiring in her son's brain got scrambled when the car plowed into him. She doesn't know if he understands anything about what's going on in this room, but she swears his face changes when the choir sings, and that comforts her. For Main Street, I'm Sarah Varney in Berkeley, California.